holding on to my damp panties with one hand, exploring the fabric with your fingers. You quickly down your drink before following after me. I have slowed my walk, deliberately swaying my hips more than usual to give you time to make a decision. I reach the hall door leading to the ladies' room and push through. Just as I reach for the ladies' door handle, I feel your hands grip my upper arms as you pull me tight against your chest. You whisper against my ear that you think I dropped something, but that you need to check to make sure I'm the proper owner. You push me through the door before spinning me around and pinning me against it. Reaching behind me, you lock the door and then grasp my wrists in your hand, pulling them above my head. You smile as your other hand lightly grips my throat, and you lean down to lick and nip at my lips. As your mouth seals against mine and our tongues begin to collide, I feel your hands stroke down my body, across my breasts, cupping me through my skirt, before your fingers start inching my skirt up. With my skirt around my waist, you lean back and look appreciatively at my lack of panties. "Someone's been naughty," you say to me, as you reach out a finger and begin to slide it through my wet folds. I just smile at you, pushing my hips towards you, and then slowly lick and bite my lower lip, knowing what that does to you. Your eyes narrow as you look at me, and I know you're on to my teasing. I wonder just how much you will let me get away with. And then you push a knee between my legs and kick my feet out wide. You lower my hands from my head, but tell me to keep them flat against the wall. The look you give me warns me of swift retribution if I fail to follow directions. Keeping your finger sliding over my wet slit, you kneel down in front of me, bringing your mouth close, but not touching me. Instead, breathing little puffs of air onto my heated flesh. I can feel you, mere inches away from where I want you, and yet all you do slowly drag your finger up and down. It is taking all my willpower to keep my hands on the wall and not reach out to grab you and push you closer. The heat from your breath and the agonizing play of your finger is making me drip. I look down at you and see you staring up at me, the look in your eyes, knowing what I want. Just say it, you tell me. Say what I want. I'm not ready to give over to you yet, and instead take a breath and slowly move my hips towards you, sure that if I can just get you to taste, you will give me what I want. Looking back at your finger, I feel you laugh as you realize how I have moved. And then you reach out with your tongue and swipe up my cleft, teasing and playing along the same path as your finger. Before you latch onto my clit, sucking and drawing it deep into your mouth. I push my hips and buck at your head as your mouth and fingers are pushing me higher and higher. So close, I can feel my breaking point almost upon me. And then you suddenly stop, leaning back on your heels, watching me as I pant and shake my head, almost growling at you. Say it. Tell me what I want to hear, baby girl, you tell me. Laughing almost sadistically at me, you start again. Slowly with your tongue and fingers, nibbling, sucking, stroking, pushing me up towards that point again. My body screaming with desire, almost. Almost. And then you stop again. And this time, I give a little scream and slam my hands against the wall behind me. But I'm still not ready to submit to you fully, and you know it. You stand up, leaning into me, your mouth next to my ear as your finger begins to slowly rub up and down again, tracing its way across my soaking wet pussy, whispering all the dirty things you're going to do to me if I only say the words. Pushing into me, and increasing the speed as you push me towards the orgasm I so desperately crave now, that I ache for. I'm so close and I don't want you to stop. So I do the inexplicable. And I grab hold of your hand, pushing your finger tighter against me as I grind my hips against your hand. Almost. You pull your hand away and then pull me over to the sink counter where you push me down so I'm leaning across it. You kick my feet out again so I'm standing wide open to you. Exposed, dripping with need and anticipation. Do you A. spank me for my transgression while continuing to play with me, edging me over and over? Or B. begin to fuck me, using me for your pleasure, but not letting me come yet. Not letting me come until I say what you want to hear.